better.
America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. So on the Hill today, the Speaker of the House said, who's going to jail? Yeah, that's what I want to know. Who's going to jail for, let's see, Benghazi, the AP scandal, and the IRS? So lying about what happened to the ambassador and three others, killed horrifically in a massive attack that was staged on the very day, the anniversary of 9/11 in Libya. The journalists and editors that were victimized by the Department of Justice, it's ridiculous, you know, poring over their phone records, trying to find the leaky boat that they can't seal up. And then, of course, going after Tea Party people and anything with a conservative slant, looking for the 501c4 tax-exempt status, specifically targeting it, putting out memos saying, look for this. I mean, we have the emails. They have the emails. It's ridiculous. So, needless to say, things got a little hot at a hearing today where the Attorney General, Eric Holder, graced the lawmakers with his presence. Take a listen.
There is certainly a role for Congress to play in exposing what has happened, but I think we have the ultimate responsibility in holding people accountable. That is something that is uniquely the ability of the executive branch to do, not the legislative branch.
Mr. Chairman, would you inform the witness as to the rules of this committee?
That is inappropriate and is too consistent with the way in which you conduct yourself as a member of Congress. It's unacceptable and it's shameful.
I understand that certain officials in the IRS have apologized. Does an apology immunize you from criminal prosecution?
No.
Yeah. Does it immunize you? And, of course, Steve Miller, the acting commish, was leaving anyway in June. So he was supposedly asked to resign, and he resigned. But he made sure everybody knew, listen, I was going in 3 weeks. So how convenient is that? He's retiring after a 25-year career. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, of course, we're going to examine all of that and the latest so you're up to date, so it can really just sit in the pit of your stomach and boil like it has with mine. I'm a proud American, and this is a bunch of nonsense. We're wasting too much money, too much time on things that really shouldn't have happened. You could pick apart all three of those, and there were easier ways around that, and telling the truth would have been the optional thing, I believe, in all three. Instead, you do the dance. You do the Potomac shuffle. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So coming up here on this hour, we will check the mail. A lot of you still heated about that. We have some lighter fare, too, I promise, that we'll offer up at the tail end of the hour. And, of course, you know, when we check the mailbag, some of you threw in a few other ha-ha funny things, too. I promise I make sure I'll hit on a few of those. And a conversation with Left and Right. Left and Right is a conservative living smack dab in the middle of New York City, and he's written a book about that, about what happens when you're the conservative person in the room dealing with people and a left agenda. And his book is a humorous book, but it takes a look at all the serious subjects that we're dealing with right now, that we're talking about, and what happens when you do get into that tug of war and you're just cut off at the knees the second you start to talk about it. And see, here's the thing. The Obama administration has definitely taken some flack and some heat before, but they weren't expecting to take heat for Benghazi. I know it. That's why they tried to scrub up the report and changed it however many times. That was one thing. They didn't expect the IRS thing to happen. They definitely didn't expect the AP thing to happen. But, you know, the Boehner question, I come back around to that again. who's going to jail? The answer is, Mr. Boehner, Mr. Speaker, no one's going to jail. This is what we do in the United States of America. Nobody's going to jail for this. There's going to be, you know, hearings. There'll be more hearings on it, of course. But in the end, the disappointment is that nobody faces the music for it. They don't. Especially in some of these cases like the AP, even the IRS deal for sure. To have all those people backed up for as long as they were backed up. But we'll move on, and then something else will come up, and, you know, who knows what that is. But I don't think anybody's going to go to jail over it. A couple of people may get replaced, and I guess Steve Miller is supposedly going to be is one of those people, even though he was leaving and it was the end of his career with the IRS after 25 years. So that's not much of an offering in the first place. But anything else that happens, I think, is an offering, unless it's Eric Holder. Now, he was on the hot seat, and I kept thinking, I know we could re-rack the tape, because I've been with fabulous GCN for over 4 years, and I can remember the first couple of shows that I did, we were talking about this. I can remember saying, I did a segment, a little tongue-in-cheek, called Pink Slip, and who would you give the pink slips to if you were Obama and you needed to shed a few key people from your cabinet or people close to you because they were really doing you more damage than good. And the person I said was Eric Holder, way back with the whole Gitmo thing and how they handled the CIA and all of that. So to me, it always seems like he may have the diplomas on the wall and a lot of people may like him in the administration, but he seems to drop the ball. It doesn't seem to. He drops the ball so many times and always comes back with these flippant answers. He's the one that I would have dumped years ago. So there's the Attorney General in the House Judiciary Committee hearing. I mean, what is he good at? Certainly not testifying. He's good at not knowing what's going on at the Department of Justice. Well, I didn't know that until they told me. Oh, Fast and Furious? Well, I just found out last week with the death of the Border Patrol agent. I had no idea that was happening. We'll look into it. We're going to get to the bottom of it. We'll find out. I mean, we could do a few hours on all of his pat answers. So, of course, what does Holder do? He's ordered an investigation. How many times has he said that? He's ordered an investigation to open a criminal probe into the matter, to find out and get to the bottom of what could have possibly happened here when it came to records and the Associated Press. Come on. They got furious because classified details about a counterterrorism op in Yemen last year came out. He was questioned on failures leading up to the Boston bombing and the IRS revelations that targeting the conservative groups. I mean, you know, you name it, he is in the middle of it. Didn't he want to step aside before the end of this first term? Why did Obama not let him do that? He beats me. Beats me. All right, how to deal with the left? How to deal with liberals when you're a conservative in a very liberal spot? Stay with us.
It's the cholesterol of your diesel engine that clogs the arteries of your injectors, causing hard starts, bucking and chugging, and potential injector failure.
I used Hot Shot one time, drove to Alabama, 700 miles from where I live. I'll tell you what, it fixed the problem.
9 out of 10 failed injectors can be rejuvenated with Hot Shot's Secret Stiction Eliminator. $152 bottle could save you the cost of an expensive injector replacement. deep discount today only. For today only, purchase Hotshot Secrets Diction Eliminator online at $26.99. That's 50% off the retail price and includes free shipping. This price is only available online at HotshotSecret.com. Offer expires at noon today Pacific time. Visit HotshotSecret.com and click the microphone to grab your 50% discount and free shipping. This is a one-day promotion and will not be offered tomorrow or next week. Hotshot Secret, powered by science. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
All right, we say this all the time here on this show, America Tonight, about how crazy it is. And I've seen this because, listen, I have friends who are left of left and right of right and somewhere in between. You know, I don't discriminate. It's about friendship. But I find that sometimes some of my more liberal friends really freak out over what's happening and get absolutely crazy defensive. So I was really excited to learn about this book called The Handbook for Closet Conservatives, How to Succeed in a Liberal World. Left and Right uses a lot of humor in this new novel and is telling readers pretty much, don't be afraid, step out from the shadows to say what you think in what he describes as a very liberal world. Hey, Lefton, thanks for coming on the show.
No problem. Happy to be here.
So do you think really the world is more liberal than conservative?
Well, it seems to have gotten that way. I mean, I don't know. Maybe this will change it. But when you think, you know, the media, liberal, Hollywood, liberal, everywhere you go, it kind of hits you. But this can change it.
Yeah. So when we talk
about the people I know, for instance, because where I live in the New York area, they tend to be liberal. I'm the closet conservative, and I don't know. Maybe this will get them. Yet it's funny because the other day at the tennis court, the name Hillary Clinton came up, and this guy said, "Oh, I think she's terrific." And I said, "You mean even after Benghazi?" And he said, everyone's entitled to a mistake. I mean, get that. Everyone's entitled to a mistake. And I said, that includes the captain of the Titanic. And he had nothing to say. He just went on. He's going to, he just thinks she's terrific anyhow. It's just, it's like, you know, there's a chip implanted in them, and that's how they feel.
Yeah.
But you try. Maybe it's made an impression. Maybe what I said, Well, now that they're hearing more about it, Maybe that'll help. You know, I was around for Watergate, and from the moment it came a little item, the press kept at it day after day after day. They never, ever let up. Here, it's just the opposite. It's kind of like have reluctantly come to it, to the Benghazi issue, which is a hell of a lot more meaningful, you know, much more threatening than Watergate ever was.
Yeah.
So,
interesting. It's interesting you say, well, you and I have share a love of tennis. I know that you're a big tennis fan, so it's funny that you brought up tennis and having that conversation in New York, much like when I go to the U.S. Open. Do you have to feel like you have to wear a name tag that says, I'm a conservative, please don't hate me?
Oh, I wouldn't dare. I wouldn't dare. I mean, in the parking lot, I wouldn't dare put on a Romney sticker. I mean, I'd be afraid of it. You know, I see Obama's. I see Kerry stickers. They go back to that. But no, I wouldn't do that. I'm selective.
I like that. I'm selective. All right, let's hit a couple of topics, things that you talk about, things that you outline in the book. One of the things you talk about, I love this. Okay, your take on recycling.
My take on recycling, it's unbelievable. I mean, there are people just wedded to it, and you can really devote your life to it. You know, you can just absolutely devote your life to it, and you get worried. I've seen people who are, you know, they're terrified. They're going to be caught. You know, they're going to put the wrong thing in the wrong place. And it's funny because I read in the New York Times, of all places, as I recall, quite a while ago, they actually had an article that talked about recycling as not worth it. In other words, that it costs so much to do it. They could put the same money, let's say, into education or medical stuff, and it would be much more valuable. But it's become an emotional thing. Here I have another thing. I used to do freelance writing for Champion. I wrote Champion, the paper company, when they were still around, big company. And so I spoke to different people there. And it came at a time when they started to recycle newsprint. And this fellow said to me, the man in charge of it, he said, well, we've got to do it, but let me tell you, it's absolutely counterproductive. First of all, to do that, they have to build a plant. They build the plant, and then they put the old newspapers in there, and they have to use all these chemicals in order to get them, you know, back to pulp. And the chemicals come out into the water, pollute the water. Then they have to unpollute the water, so they have to add something else to do that. And by the time they're through, he says, it's cost a fortune. You'd be much better off just growing trees. And at that point, the tree, you'd get a new tree every 20 years. You know, it's almost renewable. You know, however, people were just wedded to recycling. They felt awful if they couldn't do it. So, I don't know.
I agree with you.
Logic isn't there.
Isn't what
runs the world.
Right.
Not in the liberal world.
Right,
know,
right, right.
An emotional thing. So.
Right. Another thing that's a big hot button, and you definitely tackle this one, is welfare. Welfare is a hot button, room dividing topic, depending on where you are. And where you are, you can't even bring it up.
No, you can't, because then you're considered, you're accused of being a racist. It's a rough thing. When you point out that what welfare has done is really hurt people, it's really taken people who could have been independent, you know, it has demeaned them. It has made them dependent and less of what they could be. I noticed, you know, they did have a certain amount of welfare reform under Clinton, and the result was pretty good. Even when there was, at that time, a recession after that, a lot of people who had gone off welfare and had to work did not go back on welfare. They made it a point, you know, to try to keep their jobs. They had a reason, they had an excuse to go back on it, and they didn't do it because they found a certain amount of pride in being self-supporting, you know. However, we seem to be going back to that. I noticed that in Obama's case, they've taken away work requirements. It's like they're trying to go back to making people dependent again. And I suppose he figures that gets votes, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. We could definitely talk about that. And the other thing, too, is, you know, do you believe in global warming?
Oh, God. I think that is a joke. I mean, I think the billions of dollars spent on it, it's just incredible. Sure, I'm sure, yeah, the Earth is warming. The globe has been warming for millions and billions of years. And you can take away every automobile ever, anywhere in the world. You can, and it'll still warm up. It'll still warm up. And mm-hmm. It's an unwinnable war. You know, it's an unwinnable battle. But I think, you know, people make a career out of it. You know, they get to go to wonderful meetings around the world, live well. That's what
I
say in the book. I mean, it's too good a thing to give up.
Right.
And it's an unwinnable fight, you know. Because I've asked people, I said, well, now exactly what are you going to do with this global warming issue? Are you trying to stop it? You know, are you trying to reduce it? What can you do? What actually can you do? And there is no answer. The answer, well, is always drive more efficient cars, you know, or don't change the fuel, do it to hybrids and all of that. That's always the answer, and it still isn't going to work. You know, it might postpone global warming by 5 minutes, but it's not going to prevent it. In addition to which, it's been very helpful in many parts of the world. From what I mentioned this in the book that I read about, I learned it in the frozen parts of the world, Iceland, so forth.
Mm-hmm.
There is now
mm-hmm.
land that is as fertile. It's growing crops that people, you know, people need. It's feeding them. It's they're better off than they were before. It's a great help. So that's my take on global warming.
Yeah, you never hear that though. The other thing too, we're covering all the bases here. We don't want to give everything away in your book. People can pick it up at Amazon.com or of course BNN. But education, you know, we see the big strike that happened in Chicago in the fall, and it's since I was a kid, this has been the unions in New Jersey, the fighting back and forth. What do you think about our educational system right now?
That's a major question.
I know. You can't answer that in this. It takes hours.
I don't know. I think there seems to be hope. There seems to be hope, certainly in charter schools. But I can't. This has been an issue for years, you know. In a way, I think, they're getting a little tougher, I think, on unions, I believe. I think even in Chicago, I think Rahm Emanuel, as left as you can get, has gotten somewhat tougher on teachers' unions, and that's made a difference. I think they're getting to the point where, you know, taxes are so high, you have to keep raising it to give teachers more and more money to do less and less, that it's starting to turn around. I think that's my observation.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. All right, if I'm in your neck of the woods, I'm going to call you for a tennis game. You were terrific, and I'm telling everyone to pick up the book, Handbook for the Closet Conservatives, How to Succeed in a Liberal World. Thanks, Lefton.
Well, thank you very much.
Stiction. It's the cholesterol of your diesel engine that clogs the arteries of your injectors, causing hard starts, bucking and chugging, and potential injector failure.
I used Hot Shot one time, drove to Alabama, 700 miles from where I live. I'll tell you what, it fixed the problem.
9 out of 10 failed injectors can be rejuvenated with Hot Shot's Secret Stiction Eliminator. One $52 bottle could save you the cost of an expensive injector replacement. Deep discount today only. For today only, purchase Hotshot Secret Stiction Eliminator online at $26.99. That's 50% off the retail price and includes free shipping. This price is only available online at HotshotSecret.com. Offer expires at noon today Pacific time. Visit HotshotSecret.com and click the microphone to grab your 50% discount and free shipping. This is a one-day promotion and will not be offered tomorrow or next week.
Hotshot Secret, powered by science.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America tonight. I got an email here from Buzz who said, "Yo, Delaney, how are you doing? I heard there's some weather in your neck of the woods. Is it true? Are you okay? I was worried." It is true. Tornadoes and hail, amazing amounts of rain, but 6 dead about an hour from where I live. And they say about 100 people hurt as a result of this one tornado that kept hopscotching along. And I think not too far from where I live, actually, they reported that there was a little twister that hit down. It was kind of, it's weird. It's like a freight train rolling through. A lot of you relate to that. You've been through a tornado or maybe a hurricane, although the hurricane, you get more warning, a little bit different than the tornado. But thanks. I'm fine. No worries. And it seems like it's passing out. Thank goodness. I said, if all of a sudden the show went dark, you know what happens. It's a terrible thing to say, but it was scary for a few moments there, no doubt. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick, how are you?
So you survived the tornadoes, huh?
Yeah, it was bad. I mean, it really, you know, the last time we had all those tornadoes, I was driving and the dark sky started to look like they were forming a cloud somewhere, because you know how that is. It can look like it's going to form and then it doesn't. Or you get little twisters, but the one that killed the six people was huge.
Yeah, I've seen on a video right before we left work that three of them, it said it's part of three of them in that area.
Yeah, it's awful.
A trucking outfit had all the semis scattered everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Picked up cars, shattered houses, all that kind of stuff, absolutely. Even somebody that had a storm shelter went in and could barely hang on, and the shelter, eventually was ripped on one side somehow, but the woman survived and said it was just awful. It was like she was in a funhouse being banged around.
Michelle Bachman, she's going to be a Swiss citizen now, or going to Switzerland to live or something.
She's going to go to Switzerland to live?
Yeah, she's going to be now an American citizen, be a Switzerland, go there and live again.
Well, that's what happens when you're not happy. Remember, on the other side, too, Alec Baldwin was going to Canada, and instead he stayed and he made a ton of money with the Capital One commercials and 30 Rock. So I guess Michelle Bachman, she's in the thick of it still in Minnesota. So I just don't think she's going to go to Switzerland. But it's interesting that she said that, yeah.
Yeah, well, she announced that she's going to go over there. I guess she's going to take her American subsidy money, government money, not paying taxes on leave this country.
That's right. Who wants to pay stinking taxes? None of us want to pay.
But
do we?
No, I don't. But she's leaving the country now. She's going to run for president. So they got a new guy to run now. That's Mark Sanford.
Mark Sanford. Mark Sanford was sworn in, and it was kind of funny when they swore him in. And you know what? I spent a little time with him, Rick, when I was down. Not like that. We weren't on the Appalachian Trail together or anything. But he was roaming around when I was broadcasting at the convention, and he was like a lost puppy dog. He needed someone to talk to. He was going up to different people, and I don't think they knew who he was. And he was looking for a few friends, a few people with microphones to talk to. And here he is, you know, less than a year later, and he's back in politics, back in the position that he held before. And on the heels of that, Rick, on the other side, you have Anthony Weiner, who's running for office too as well, which, I don't know, that kind of surprised me, but maybe it shouldn't have. You know, that gets in the blood, and it's just like, well, forget what happened, and, you know, I've got a kid now, and we've moved on from that, and people really loved me before, so maybe they'll forgive me in New York and embrace me again, and maybe have a real shot at winning. And I heard through one of his cousins that he was just jonesing to get back in the game, so he is definitely running. But not for national political office. He's running for New York City mayor. Yeah, I cannot make this up. Because, of course, Bloomberg, who got people to vote for him, to vote him in three times, he had to change the law, get everyone to vote on changing the law. He's done. He can't do this a fourth time. So Mr. Anti-Soda and Nanny State will take that all with him, and we'll see who steps into those shoes. For running New York City. Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
I'm good. We survived.
Yes, you survived. You had a lot of things going on in Missouri, too. I mean, Mother Nature lives in Missouri. I think she set up shop in Missouri.
Oh, it seems that way. I swear I've never seen a spring like this ever.
Well, yeah.
Ever.
I know. But it's
anyway.
Crazy.
Okay, you gave us too much on the plate tonight.
I'm sorry. Choices, I know.
And the people paying off disabled, they ought to all go to jail. That's a violation of ADA. And they're all a bunch of Adam Henrys. That is so wrong. So very wrong. And who was the other one? God. I'll zero in on Holder. I want to know what law school he went to, really. I want to know what books he studied, because it sure as heck wasn't the same law books I studied.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I don't get Holder. I don't understand. I said that. I've said he should have been gone a long time ago. But, man, they love him. I mean, they beg him to stay. I don't get it. I mean,
that's
I guess
an Obama thing.
It is an Obama thing.
If you want to start arresting people, start at the top, because you know what rolls downhill. And you have to start at the top. And I'm sorry, but I think Obama's arrestable. He's done enough things that he should be arrested for treason. And take Holder and Napolitano with him.
Yeah.
Those people are just blaming nuts. And I truly would love to see their law school grade. Because I'm telling you, they could not possibly have studied the same law books I studied. No way, no how.
I don't get it. You know, by the way, so you know this, he went to Columbia. That's where he went to school. That's where he got his law degree from. Yeah.
Oh, he did not get into one of the Ivy Leagues. Although Columbia's very good.
It is very good. That's surprising.
I understand, he wasn't one of Obama's buddies at Harvard.
No.
But you know what, Kay? It's going to come down to the people. They need to step up to the plate. Quit whining. Quit doing nothing and step up to the plate and start demanding your state people do something.
I agree.
We
can't all do it. We can't put it on the backs of just a few people. When more people get involved, hey, look at Wisconsin. What happened in Wisconsin? Remember what happened there? And how?
I supported Scott. I sent money to his campaign.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't live in that state, but I said,
yep.
Oh my God, you got to get behind him because,
yep.
You know, I don't think people realize when you elect a state senator like we have, old McCaskill. Once. We elect her statewide as all states do, but once they hit D.C., they have the entire country in their hands. And I don't think people understand this, that it's not just from Missouri. It is the fact that she can vote on anything, any elected person can, that involves the entire country. So when you elect fools, basically you're electing people that can harm something in Iowa or Wisconsin or Washington, wherever.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
You know, get off your butts, people, because times are drawing nigh. It is getting really serious. And this IRS, oh, please, there should be a lot of arrests. But there won't be. Okay,
I know.
My little soapbox tonight.
I know, Izzy. I agree with you. Stay safe. You know, it's funny talking about Holder. Holder's claim to fame is he worked for a white shoe law firm in D.C., too. It's called Covington and Burling. And his clients were Merck, you know, Merck, the drug company, and the National Football League. In fact, he represented the NFL when they were in the middle of the dogfighting investigation against Michael Vick. That's just for grins. And then the rest is history. He gets nominated, becomes the attorney general. He was nominated in 2008, of course, and then accepts. And you know, the rest is history. And he's really the right hand of the president, without a doubt. He defers to Holder all the time on all kinds of things. Obviously, the attorney general is a huge position, but I just find it so hard to believe with Holder that he doesn't know things like Fast and Furious because he's at the top of the chain. Of course, he can't be every single place, and he can't be involved in ridiculous minutia, but that wasn't ridiculous minutia. And there are a couple of other things where I think he kind of just fluffed it off to the side that he wasn't aware until it exploded, and I just can't believe that somebody at the top of the chain with that much responsibility wasn't aware of a few things like the Gitmo stuff, like what was happening with Fast and Furious. And then I would say the same thing with the AP phone records and going through those, too. And, you know, who knows what else is underneath the pillow that we haven't looked at. We're checking the mail next. Ride along with us. Hey! Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
And crannies that somehow aren't all in the United States. Do you know we have 2 million listeners in Japan? Oh, yeah. I'm trying to learn a little Japanese on the side. In fact, some of you helped me with that because you were stationed in Japan and you called in and gave me a few little quick lessons. That was a really fun show when we did that. Also, people listening to us down under and in Brazil, we have Nikki listening in Brazil. And there's an office of SEG in Spain, and apparently they're listening to America Tonight. So, hola. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, this one from Wayne Smith. Yes, Wayne, thank you for the note. He says, Dear Miss Delaney, thanks for great programming. You're a delight to hear, and your insightful comments on such a plethora of subjects, certainly educate and enlighten me on so many levels of which I would otherwise have remained ignorant. Also, I must mention that you have outstanding guests nearly every show. With best regards, Wayne Smith in Huntsville, Alabama. All right, Wayne, that is a nice letter. I appreciate it. You know, it's the yin and the yang. You get some of those other notes too, and certainly we would read them. There wasn't any in the mailbag this time around. And you have lots of opinions on, of course, what's happening in Washington. It's frustrating. You have to always say to yourself, and I think we disconnect from this sometimes, and it's because everyone's busy. People are busy, 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 busy. Unless they're retired, but even retired people are busy because they fill up their days with a lot of sometimes cool things they're doing, but it seems like they're busy too. So we're all running around in a wall of chaos. And what we need to do is keep them honest. Really pay attention to what's happening because it's our government. And we still have a young government. It's we the people. But we can't all be in Washington to represent. And besides, there would be no place for us to sit. So we have to be vigilant about things. And when you keep having all of this crop up, the IRS thing, I mean, you know, the IRS is the group that's, as Mitch McConnell said, it's funny. It's the first thing I was thinking about, too, because we keep hearing about how the premiums are going to go sky high for the affordable health care, a.k.a. Obamacare, when it all kicks in. And Mitch McConnell says, you know, the IRS can't be trusted to implement it. Yeah, I wonder. They couldn't do anything with the charitable deal. So, and the non-exempt status stuff when it came to the conservative groups. I mean, they're just asking for problems. Why? And the IRS is not supposed to be political. That's supposed to have nothing to do with it, and they jumped right into the middle of it with crazy memos and stuff. You know, the IRS demanded a list of students from one group, and they were asking crazy questions. It was almost, you know what it's almost like a lawyer with a paper trail. They say, bury them in paperwork. The sure way to get a case continued and to have it go longer and to give you more time is just bury them in paperwork. And this is what the IRS was doing. Bury them in paperwork. Wait a long time. I'll tell you what, the IRS, if you owe them money, they are down your throat. If they are down your throat in one week, if you send in a form and you owe money, they'll be calling you. They'll show up at your work. They're the guys with the black hats on and the coats. I'm joking, but I'm serious that it's pretty quickly they'll come after the money. So anyway, here's one from Cocoa Puff. I love that. Cocoa Puff says, Kate, you asked us to rank the scandals the other night, and I laughed because to me, they're all on equal footing. Benghazi's disgusting. People lost lives. Did they have to lose lives? Was it a big, massive cover-up? And if it wasn't a cover-up, why did they turn it into one by not being honest? It makes no sense to me. The IRS deal is equally troubling because certainly any progressive groups wouldn't want that to happen to them. They were able to take advantage of the tax-exempt status. So denying all the groups that were pointedly conservative base was just a dumb thing to begin with. Somebody made this paper flow, and that somebody or somebody's needs to be gone. And then the AP deal. As much as I hate lots of people in the media and adore some others, I have to say, I am for a free press. How dangerous would it be if the press wasn't free and there were no sources? We'd never know anything that was really happening in Washington. So let the leaks continue, I say. That's the problem, the being upset over the leaks. How could this have come out, and who said we want to nail them, and that's confidential classified information, you know, all that kind of stuff. All right, let's move on to this one from Steve in Texas. Steve says, Kate, I was thinking about you as the tornado was blowing through my own hometown. I wasn't there, but Granbury, Texas. I've heard you talk about it before. Unfortunately, many people were killed, and it was just a madhouse where houses were flattened and whatnot. how sad to see that. And there was large hail. So I trust you are okay. I know if you are reading this that you survived. Yes, in Granbury, really, you know, Granbury is a town named after a Confederate general named Granbury. I didn't know that until I went to Granbury. My mother-in-law lives in Granbury, and there's that whole downtown area. I mean, I've been through there a ton of times. See, there's a grill there called Stumpy's, and there were people that were eating there, and there were workers that were out there, and people ran from the patios. They ducked under tables, is what it was described as. Hail started pelting people. I mean, they were just shocked. Boat docks just flew away. It was nasty in Granbury, softball-sized hail. And the tornado definitely went through there. I mean, it went through there and knocked out a bunch of houses in one development. And there are six people that have died as a result of it. And how sad is that? How awful is that? You know, the thing with tornadoes, you don't get that warning unless you just know, okay, this is the kind of weather we get. It's possible. It's, you know, this is what we live with in Texas, like many of you live with tornadoes in Oklahoma listening to the show and other parts of the Midwest. And for goodness sake, there's a tornado that went through New Jersey a couple of years ago. So I don't know that there are obvious areas, but I don't know that we're all insulated from a tornado. It's possible to form that cloud with the right conditions. So that tornado hit the Brazos River and that town of Granbury. It happened at about 8 o'clock Central Time on Wednesday. So thanks for asking. All right, here's one from Eric, and Eric says, "Hey, Kate, I was wondering about weather in Texas and wanted to make sure that you were okay. I just couldn't be an insomniac without having you by my side somehow. And I know that you're not originally from the state, so I wonder if you even know much about the dangers of tornadoes." Yeah, I know all too well. My first job ever, I think I talked about this, was at a place called NTV in Kearney, Nebraska. And boy, they had a couple of nasty tornadoes that hit there. But the people in Nebraska were so prepared as you can be, because the sirens go off. People had shelters. People had places to go. They knew exactly what to do. And I'm not so sure in Texas there are people that have shelters and whatnot, but not quite as much as they did in Nebraska. If you have any thoughts you want to share, do it. Send me some mail. AmericaTonight.net.
Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.